Welcome, everybody, to Lore and Poor. And this is most likely going to be our debut episode, I think. Unless it may be the one and only. I don't know. This is kind of our test run of the show and its format. So we will see how things go. But just if this is our first episode, as a little overview of what our show is going to be is... 30 minutes prior to the show, myself and whichever guest is on the show with me will be pre-gaming and drinking when I give them a topic, heavily drinking, and I will give that person a topic 30 minutes prior for them to reference and study. And then we go in while we are both drunk and we... act as if that person, that guest, is the absolute authority on the topic. And so everything you hear in the episode is absolute fact on the lore from Dungeons & Dragons. Wizards of the Coast, please don't sue us if we get anything wrong, which we will almost certainly do every single episode. But, yeah, this first episode, we actually did spur of the moment, did a vote on Twitter and in our Discord, and Illithid actually won out. So, lucky Illithid for Sean. We just so happened to have the absolute expert on the Illithid and the Mind Flayers with us for the night. So with me tonight, I have my eldest brother, who actually wrote most of the lore for the Illithid, Sean DeWeese. Hello, Sean.
That's me. I'm a genius.
The Mind Flayer Master.
Just like Mind Flayers. Or should I say, the Elder Brain.
Oh, Sean's got the Elder Brain in his brain. I think without further ado, I think we're ready to go ahead and hop into this and just see what happens right here. So first off, Sean, what are some of the characteristics of the Illithid?
They look like octopuses, kind of, like humanoid octopuses, but they're gray, like it's kind of greenish, and they're very smart. But really, they're not.
Oh.
They don't have free will because they're controlled by the Elder Brain, which... Why is your mouth like that?
It's my shocked face. I thought they were smart.
No, they're not really... I mean, they are intelligent, but they don't have free will at all because they're controlled by Elder Brains, which, you know... they're just fucking brains the size of horses, so.
Okay, I've got a question about Elder Brains. It's a little bit further down. I don't know if we'll have the answer. We'll circle back to the Elder Brains. I know you'll have the answer. You have all the answer. You're the one that made all this lore.
That's true.
So, how long have the Illithid or Mind Flayers been around in Dungeons & Dragons lore?
Oh, fuck. at least 200 years. I don't know.
I mean, at least. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, could be more. We're not sure yet. So,
science is still out on that one. So if the Illithid have been around for 200 years for so long, and why aren't Illithid like just all over Faerun, just running the show?
Because the Githzerai and the Githyanki fucking took them out, dude.
Duh. What?
Yeah, man. They were running amok, just fucking wrecking everything, controlling everybody. And then the Githzerai and the Githyanki just came in and destroyed the Illithid. So, I mean, that was it.
Were the Gith just... did they just hate octopus face people? Or was there... were they like under the control of the Illithid and like rebelled or like why
yeah,
did
they totally rebelled. I mean, they were tired of their shit, so they came in with swords and just chopped them to bits.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
But there's still elder brains out there just chilling.
Oh. Where are Illithid usually found and like elder brains usually found like present day?
The elder brains are chilling in the material plane. They've been chilling there, and the other ones are all in other crystal fucking spheres, just chilling.
Just in, like in all the other crystal spheres. Yeah.
Yeah. Like yeah, you know, fire plane.
Oh yeah, leaf. That sounds plane. Like a cool place to hang out.
Yeah, yeah, they're badass.
Now this one, this next question, this is like just an off the wall question. Doesn't connect to any of the other questions, but I really am curious about this myself because I have been scouring the internet. I can't find the answer to this anywhere. Sean, what color is their blood?
It's blue.
It's blue 100%.
They're blue bloods.
Blue bloods. Oh. For some reason, that's probably the creepiest color blood you could have, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Speaking of blood and other internal substances, did I mention that the host and the guest are both drunk on this show?
I don't think you, because, you did, actually.
Okay, cool. I want to point that out before people say that I can't say the word
substances.
Oh my goodness, I cannot say that word.
Do it again.
Substance. I can't say it.
Do it
substance. Oh my.
Substance.
Yeah.
Say subs and then stance.
Substances.
Then there substances. You go. Perfect. The first one right there was good.
Okay. Well, speaking of that word that I just had so much trouble saying, how do Illithid reproduce?
So they put tadpoles in dudes. All kinds of different races. So, like, anybody. They'll just put tadpoles in people. All sorts of races. And they make some weird-ass shit out of them.
Hmm. So... where do they put these tadpoles at? Like, not buttholes, hopefully, right?
I don't think we got that far yet. But I'm gonna say... So they take the tadpoles. I'm just gonna say they drink them.
They drink them. They just... They make...
They forcibly drink the tadpole. So they...
Ooh.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Jeez, I'm liking these Illithid fellows more, less and less, I mean. They seem like real assholes.
No, they're dicks. Well, they're not, they don't have free will. It's the mind.
That's true. It's
the big old brain.
The horse brain.
Yeah, exactly. Horse
brain. So these tadpoles that they have to, they make people drink, what happens if a tadpole is left unattended in the, in like wherever the tadpoles hang out?
Oh, fuck.
Like, what do they grow to be if they're not made to drink?
Nobody knows because they force them to do this.
Since you're like the expert on Illithid and Mind Flayers, like,
right?
If you could picture like one tadpole like leaping out of wherever they're hanging out at and just like going off on its own, what would happen to that thing if it just grew up?
It becomes Cthulhu.
Oh, that's how we get Cthulhu.
Yeah. I don't even know how to say that word. Is it Cthulhu?
I think Cthulhu?
I really don't know.
I hope it's Cthulhu, because I've said a lot of places in front of a lot
Cthulhu,
of people.
I said Cthulhu, and you said Cthulhu. So
ooh,
one of us...
man, one of us is
one dumb of us has as to fuck. Be
wrong. Yeah, yeah, one of us has to be wrong.
I think it's me. I think it's me.
I hope so, because I probably said it in front of more people than you have.
So. Oh, I guarantee you have.
I've played Call of Cthulhu, and I've called
it
Call
of
Cthulhu.
I'll take the fall. I'll take it.
So now we are now circling back to this horse brain. What exactly is an an elder brain? Like, how does it, like, come to being, and what's it look like?
The universe just creates these out of thin air.
Oh, like spontaneous combustion, kind of, but yeah. Spontaneous elder brain.
Like, it's like a brain, but it's smooth.
Smooth. Oh, it doesn't have the nooks and crannies?
Nope. It's just perfect, perfect shape.
Like a bouncy ball.
Yeah.
Does it?
It's huge. It's like bigger than a horse a little bit. It's about 3 feet bigger than a horse.
3 feet bigger than a horse. Are we talking like Clydesdale or like sheep's pony? What are those called?
Okay. Let's say it's like Jurunju's horse. You know?
Oh, fuck. That's like the biggest horse ever.
It's gigantic.
That's a that's a really big brain, and it's smooth, so it's just a big old bouncy ball. And it obviously can control all the other mind flayers, which is very, very terrifying. Do elder brains like other elder brains?
That is a good question. I'm going to say they're in love with each other.
It's
like a big network of love.
Oh, it's, and in my mind, I'm picturing kind of like a like ships. What's that saying? Ships passing in the nighttime or whatever it's called, where you know you just they can never quite connect with each other because they're just big.
What, smooth. Like crab fishers?
Yeah, I guess.
Where they toot their horn to each other.
Yeah, they toot horns, and then...
Is that what you're talking about?
No,
but, what are you talking about?
No, but I'm trying to get a good segue into this next question. What do mind flayers eat for substance?
They eat brains, dude. They're mind flayers.
They eat brains? Why don't they eat the big horse brain? So they eat brains. Obviously, they don't eat the elder brains because that would be kind of like the snake eating its own tail. So how do they eat brains?
You know, with those fucking big ass tentacles in their beak. They got that beak.
They got a beak under the octopus tentacles?
I'm sure they do. It's probably huge if it has to eat a brain. How do they not have a beak?
They've got to have a beak, right?
They have an octopusy face. Yeah.
Yeah, you made them. They definitely have a beak under there. They're just like an octopus. Octopi?
They have a beak, but it also has teeth.
Ooh, I don't like that at all. How often do they have to eat?
Once every 10 minutes.
A full brain every 10 minutes. Holy cow.
Yeah, so they're just constantly just wrecking everybody.
No wonder why they can't.
No wonder why the Githyanki wanted to fuck them up. Because imagine, like, somebody comes and eats your brother's brain.
And then your other brother's brain 10 minutes later.
And then your cousin's brain.
I'd kill that guy, too.
And then your friend's brain.
And then your friend's brain 20 minutes later. Yeah,
and
fuck
your,
that guy.
And your wife's brain.
I'd kill that guy so hard.
And then your sister-in-law's brain. And your mom and dad.
Thank you so much, Githyanki. This thing just murdered my whole family in about 45 minutes.
Don't forget about the Githzerai.
And the Githzerai, yes. Thank you, Githzerai and Githyanki, almost certainly be featured in another episode of Lord Boar. So, all this brain eating, how do these things go to the bathroom? What's that look like?
It's green.
I picked the absolute wrongest time to take a drink. It's just green?
Yeah, it's a green, like, it looks like a Snicker bar, but it's green.
So it's not a one or a two, it's just a three. Why?
Yeah, they just go one time, and it's pee and poop, and it's green.
Green Snicker bar, got it. We're going to move right along to the next,
We could call it shit cats, too, whatever you want to call it.
So, Oh, man, I love all this inside information that I'm sure, like, nobody on the internet's, like, asked before, but now they really have been dying for these answers. this question may have been answered already. Who are the Illithid's greatest enemies? I think we've already nailed that one down.
The Githyanki and the Githrai.
Yeah, I think you actually said it right.
I did.
First try, which is right. Really weird because, like,
You can't say that. I created this.
Well, that's true. Yeah, you made up this word, so it makes sense that you said it right. But I try to say it right quite a few times, and I got it wrong every time. So, how long do they live?
3,000 years.
3,000 years. So I'm just trying to do some mental math real quick. 3,000 years. You got to eat a brain every 10 minutes.
And the elder brain lives for 4 million.
4 million years.
Oof. That's right.
So I know that the current kind of Dungeons & Dragons lore is around like 1500 DR. I got to admit my ignorance that I don't know if there's anything like...
What the fuck is DR?
It's... Dale Reckoning, the start of the Dale Reckoning calendar. So I don't know if like what's before the Dale Reckoning, but I guess it was at least. Well, you know what? It doesn't have to be 4 million years. It could be 5 years pre-DR, and these elder brains, none has ever died of old age yet. Maybe. And you, as the creator of the Illithid lore, has just put that number on, and we just know that 4 million DR, all the other brains are just gonna fucking die. Which is good, because I hate these things now, after finding out how they have beaks and how they have to eat a brain every 10 minutes. Because these things living 3,000 years... Let me pull up my calculator real quick. So 3,000... times 52 times 7 times 24 times 60 divided by 10. That means each mind flayer needs to eat 157 million brains in their lifetime. No, thank you. Illithid, I hope the Githyanki kill you all because that's so
many. Hey, they could feast on the United States for at least 3 years.
One?
Well, yeah, one person. I fucked that
that's
up.
That's only one.
Well, there's tons of people in Dungeons & Dragons, so I mean.
It's up there. It's more than the U.S. We can definitively say that. How long does it take for a... Mind Flayer to go from tadpole to an adult?
3 years.
Ooh, 3 years. So, like, toddler in human years is an adult in Mind Flayer years. I love it. Love it. That's really scary.
Well, you got to put them in somebody. I mean, you can't just...
That's true. Go. What kind of music do they listen to?
Wait, are we talking about tadpoles or, like...
No, the adult Illithid. What kind of music do they listen to?
Dubstep and metal.
That's exactly what I pictured too. So I'm glad that my thoughts align with the creator of the Illithid. Now, Sean, while I've got the expert on Illithid here, I'm very, very curious on this question. This is the last question we got.
It's the last one? I thought you had two more.
I think I did. Okay, yeah, I do have two more actually. Sorry. Second to last one, what is the Illithid society like? Like, do they have some kind of democracy or monarchy or...
It's like a... You know, they sit around a fire and tell ghost stories. See, what is that called? Midnight Society? You know what I'm talking about?
Are you afraid of the dark? The Nickelodeon show? No, from Canada?
It's just, they sit around the campfire and they roast marshmallows and they tell scary stories to each other from long distance.
Like social distancing?
Yeah, the elder brains do. They social distance and they tell stories to other mind flayers. because they control them.
Oh, and and part of that control comes from them having these really, really, like, just these evocative campfire stories that all the modifiers are hooked on, so...
Oh, they're disgusting stories. You don't want to hear them.
Like dirty? Like, nasty?
Nasty? Oh, yeah. Super nasty.
God, I can only imagine what gets up with these horse brains.
It's, like, worse than, what's that show? What's that movie called? Like 50 Shades of Grey, yes.
It's like 50 Shades of Yay.
Exactly. They just celebrate it. They all share it. Stories. Nasty stories. And control their little dudes. And that's it.
I just got one last question, but I just want to reiterate on the Illithid society is that the Elder Brains get around campfire, social distanced, like miles away, and tell dirty smut stories. And then that brings us to the last question I've got for you, Sean, the creator of the Mind Flayers and the Illithid. The Illithid are meant to be these hyper intelligent beings, always planning ahead. What do you think the Mind Flayers are planning for the future in Faerûn? For like 2000 DR on, beyond the scope of what's currently published in by Wizards of the Coast?
I think they want to take back the material plane from the Githyanki Doodles. You know, like the Illithid portrayed as bad dudes, but who knows? They might be the good guys.
The Illithid really do have a kind of... It's kind of one of those...
They have a bad rap.
It's one of those tragic backstories where...
Wait, I'm the author.
Yeah. I was just reiterating on your authoring.
Fine.
Of how they, you know, they get this rap of... They obviously built up this big empire, and they were, you know, seen as like these overrules and like overseers and bad guys. But then they are betrayed from their own like subjects, and then their whole empire is just shattered. So it's one of those like tragic, but also kind of, I don't know. It's one of those flip of the coins if you, depending on how you see things. So. Yeah, I'm excited to see what's in the future for them.
I'm going to say the Illithid are 100% good guys. So,
I mean, you made them, so that means they're cool. I mean, they look pretty cool. Look at that. Look at them tentacles on them on those face. Just don't show me that beak, because then I will switch sides real fast. I'll also be putting out a Lore and Snore, where I actually like research Illithid and stuff as. You know, the actual author. I mean, the other authors other than Sean, obviously.
I'm the greatest, though. I mean, mine makes the most sense.
And I try to just spit out lore in a monotone voice to help you go to sleep while also learning about Dungeons & Dragons lore. So, Sean, thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule. To join me for our debut midnight. Episode. What's that?
It's almost midnight.
I know. It's almost midnight on New Year's Eve night, and my brother Sean and I both need to get upstairs. Say, hey, Happy New Year. So thank you all so much for listening to this episode. Hope you all enjoyed it. I know I had a lot of fun. I learned a lot. And I hope you all learned a lot, too. And we will see you all. I don't know how long. I don't know how often this episode's going to go out. I don't know if it's going to be bi-weekly, weekly,
or monthly. We don't even know if it's going to be real.
So. We don't know if it's going to be real. I'll get this edited together and see how things go.
This is going to be just for fun. Who knows?
It's going to be a funsies thing. So just join our Discord, bit.ly/oneshotdiscord, all spelled out. And you'll find out if we're actually going to make this a show or not.
I drank 10 White Claws and whatever that was, champagne.
It's been a lot. It's been a long night, guys, but I hope you all learned something, and we'll see you all next year in 2021, where hopefully things are better.
Mind Flayers are fucking 3 million years old.
That's right. They sure are.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Hello, everybody. It is your host, Adam DeWeese here. I just wanted to hop in here real quick and say a huge thank you for checking out this show. It has been an absolute blast to record every single episode that I've had the pleasure to record so far with our amazing guest we have had. And I really, really cannot wait until you all get to hear the rest of the episodes that I've so far recorded. I'm very excited to see what the show has in future. And I just want to say again, thank you for spending your limited amount of time to listen to podcasts, to listen to this one. That means a lot to us. And a very special thank you to all of our current patrons of the Majestic Goose Network. Patrons like Tion H, Lawful Stupid Podcast, Robert C, Bradley M, Brittany D, Danny T, Jeremy Fair, Loki Strike, Something Wicked, Talking Anime, Zoltar, Bay Area Beer Socials, Cameron D, Danny M, Farty McFry, Jurundu, Jason Pravat, Jean Lorber, Jim, Mindweave RPG, Remus S, Tanya S, and Jorian Drake. These very fine people are keeping not just this show going, they are keeping a wide variety of, we are currently up to 12 shows, counting podcasts and streams on the Majestic Goose Network. And that would not be possible without the support of this Patreon page. So if you want to get your name on this list and get a shout out every episode on this show and Halfway to Heroes and One Shot Onslaught, then you will want to head over to patreon.com/Majestic Goose. There will also be a link in the show notes below, so go check that out. Even $1 goes a huge way, and you get a lot of really cool bonus content also, such as right now, as of me recording this, the first 4 episodes of Lore and Poor have actually been on our Patreon RSS feed for about a month now. So patrons have had a month-long early access to this show and all 4 episodes, and there's a lot of other really cool stuff there. So go check that out, please. This show was actually born from a joke idea from Sean in this episode in our Discord, the Majestic Goose Discord. So yeah, we hang out there daily, have a lot of fun in that Discord. We would love for you to join that too. That is bit.ly/oneshotdiscord, all spelled out, or bit.ly/halfwaytodiscord. Come and join a really great welcoming group of people. It's super fun. We're all very close there, and we love getting new members on that Discord server. If you are listening to this as it's going out on the launch week, then please could you do me an absolutely massive favor and leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts from, because that is absolutely essential for new shows to really hit the ground running, get a lot of ratings and review early to get in that new noteworthy section and to really bump up in the charts super fast. And I will read the ratings and reviews at the end of the episodes on these shows. So if you want me to read your review out loud, then please leave us one and I would love to read that. Also tell your friends about the show. It's a brand new concept. I haven't seen anything similar to this. So I would love for you to just tell a friend or two that likes Dungeons and Dragons. Tell them about this show. Say that you think that they would like it. Word of mouth is going to be absolutely huge for us to grow this show. And all that stuff I just said in the last minute or so applies to another new show on the Majestic Goose Network that is launching this week. This coming Thursday is the Eclipse podcast. I'm a player in that one, and it is a D&D in space, space thriller, actual play podcast. Very fun, super high quality, super polished show. You're going to want to check that out. It has been an absolute blast so far from playing that. So please check out that one also and give it a 5-star rating review. And again, yeah, just I can't wait for you all to hear more episodes. They just have been a lot of fun to do. I'm loving this show. I hope you are too, and I will talk to you all later. Bye, everybody. A Majestic Goose Podcast. Honk.